Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'm going to need a very detailed, thorough breakdown of an incident that happened down the road, please.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie, and we have a little bit of a different True Crime to Go for you. We are very much in the middle of national media here in Kentucky, and where this happened is less than, 20 miles away from us.
It is. We're recording this on Monday, so hopefully the situation has resolved. It was down around London, Kentucky, and at least five people were injured. I think nine were shot on the interstate on I-75 from somebody, and depending on which news outlet you hear it from, was shooting from the overpass or a wooded area nearby. So an active shooter on the interstate. Like I said, I hope by the time this comes out that we've caught the guy. But as of right now, this happened this weekend and he is still on the run. But what we wanted to do today is just kind of give a breakdown of the timeline of what exactly went down when, and then what we know. And it's been an interesting developing story from a true crime podcaster, true crime fan perspective, but also a scary situation since it's happening so close to us.
So 5:30 p.m. on September, what, the 7th, I think? Today's the 9th.
Yeah, Saturday the 7th.
So, yeah, that's around the time when there were reports of shots being fired on I-75. And like you said, five people immediately rushed to the hospital. Interstate I-75 was shut down for hours because this individual fled to the woods, and they didn't know if this interstate was safe for travel yet. And here we are, like you said, we're a few days after the fact, and at the time of this recording, this guy's not found. They have identified the person of interest, and now he is listed as their only suspect, and his name is Joseph Couch, a young man, 32 years old, from around the Williamsburg or Corbin, Kentucky area. And he's former military. He's been trained in survival. He's been trained to definitely use a firearm. What we do know about Joseph is that he has a little bit of a past. He has at least one terroristic threatening charge that has not went all the way through the court system. That charge was picked up in February of this year. But he was able to purchase an AR-style weapon, an AR-15, with 2,000 rounds of ammo on the morning of this incident.
Which I think kind of shows that this was not, because at first we heard maybe it was a road rage incident of people arguing or whatever, but this was a planned incident, absolutely, that he had planned to do this. And since he is yet to be found, I have to assume that the plan is still ongoing. He had a plan to escape and get away with this, and they are still looking for him. So we continue the stories of people sitting in traffic, and like we saw pictures online of people just a couple cars behind what happened, who were sitting there for hours. We saw there's a school bus transporting some students, and there were 18 wheelers that pulled up beside it to block that from line of sight. So there was a lot going on to protect each other. I talked to a guy from down in that area, and he said there were pretty much people just sitting in their yards with, or on their porches with weapons, potentially waiting for him to come along.
So Saturday night was just utter chaos. Interstate shut down for hours. Sunday, there started to be some news about what was going on and where the search stood. So on Sunday, they were able to recover the suspect's car, which was a newer style Honda CRV, and they were able to find what they believed to be the weapon. They found an AR-15. It was not in the car. It was somewhere else. But this area is right in the middle of what's called the Daniel Boone National Forest. So there's an interstate that runs right through that forest. There's a couple of exits that really lead to some really small towns, not a whole lot in the area. But basically, this guy, they believe, is held up somewhere in the woods. They don't believe he's ran off. They don't believe there was an accomplice that's driven him anywhere. They simply believe he's hiding in the woods. And I wish I knew the exact acreage of this place, but it is a massive location where he could be. They've used helicopters. They've used drones with heat sensing technology in them. But because of the foliage in that area and how dense the trees are right now, he's under a tree somewhere, and that kind of technology is not able to pick him up at this time.
Yeah, you hear about night vision glasses and detections that can pick up temperature signatures, and we just don't know what is in use. They reopened the interstate at 9:30 Saturday night, and they searched all night. And then, like you said, Sunday, they did have those findings, and they have been, I will say, since Sunday morning, there have been regular updates from the press about what is happening and where they stand. We got an update at 1:30, which was them recovering the AR-15. We got a 3 p.m. update. All people are expected to survive, so it doesn't seem like there are going to be any casualties here. There were also injuries from car accidents resulting from the shots coming out. Starting at 4 p.m. on Sunday, school districts started canceling. I think there are 10 to 12 school districts in a vicinity of, this was exit 49 on the highway. The exit was still shut down yesterday, as of Sunday, rather.
And still shut down today, too, as of Monday when we're recording.
Okay. Yeah, and then a lot of schools started shutting down, which I think is probably the right call. We were probably the closest school that did not shut down. It does seem like they are only searching up until dark most of the time because there's not a lot they can do after. As of 10 p.m. on Sunday night, the Kentucky State Police took over the manhunt, and they are continuing to search. I expect to get more help coming in from the National Guard and maybe some federal attention getting to this, as we have a shooter on the loose who obviously has the skills to kill people and cause mass chaos, as he's already done.
Yeah, I do know that the FBI is involved. We have Homeland Security involved in working with local school systems. I know that the FBI is involved because they called a friend of ours,
okay,
who has a last name that matches but is no relation.
Okay.
So they are out there actively trying to find this guy. Jamie, I mean, just some thoughts from me. Like, we've covered true crime for 7 years, and sadly, in this day and age, this is not, you know, a freak phenomenon. It happens. And for this guy, I believe, like the police do, I believe he's either still in the area or he's had some kind of an accomplice that they just don't know about yet, who's picked him up somewhere, and he could be anywhere now. I also think it's possible that he's went into the woods and offed himself.
Right.
Which I think is a possibility. But of course, police are going to keep searching until they know for sure where this guy is. I mean, yeah. I don't know what else I want to say.
Yeah, I hope he has not killed himself. I don't want anybody else to be hurt, so I hope he is caught before anybody else can be hurt, and then we are able to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law publicly for this. I think him taking his own life would be the easy way out at this point, so I hope that has not happened and we're able to get him. We will keep posting updates over on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So go follow us over there at True Crime Cast if you haven't already. Again, an ongoing situation. I know I'm on high alert whenever I'm looking out of my house. I've been leaving the doors locked during the day, which don't always do, but it's an uncomfortable situation and just hoping for the best possible resolution.
Yep. Our prayers go out to the victims and, of course, the law enforcement, who are very much working around the clock to find this guy.
Yep, it's a scary situation, and we will keep you posted, but thanks for checking out today's special edition of True Crime to Go, a developing crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media. Igniting conversation.